there's three sections to this reading. There were three segments of verses that were used. So verses 7 to 10, 11 to 12, and 13 to 26. And so just by way of framing it, it's 7 to 10 and 11 to 12 are preparation. They're very much preparatory. And then 13 to 26, you get this returning of all things to Joseph, or to Pharaoh via Joseph. So you have this consolidation that goes on. But before that can happen, there are certain things that need to be set in place. And the first aspect found in verses 7 to 10 is you're brought into ideas regarding the need for an inversion so far as what good is. So it starts off, Jacob is claimed as father, but then it discusses the fact that father is what is more interior. So knowing that all things actually come from what is internal, not from what is external, but in time the appearance is that it comes from what is external. So there has to be this inversion that happens. Then it talks about self-regard being in things, and that gives a definition for fornication. So the marriage of good and truth produces abundance. States of fornication or self-regard don't. So that's sort of what's highlighted there. And then the next thing that's highlighted once that discussion has taken place is the idea of temptations and the use of anxiety and distress and temptations. So the temptations is the means by which self-regard is removed from our sense of things. Because what's happening is that truths are becoming more and more established, and the opposite that's been camped there is going to resist. And so when truths start to work within the mind, what is opposed to them is drawn out, and that's what causes the distress and the anxiety, and we feel that as if it's our own. There's a statement there that because they are states we don't like, they're always seen as bad. And in effect, what it's pointing out there is that it's the only way things can progress. So it's about moving into an acceptance. So if you talk about a general truth, the general truth is that in this work, we're going to have to move into states of anxiety and distress. So just knowing that can carry us in it, because then we know, okay, well, this is part of the process and the Lord is in it. Because the very next part in that discussion talks about how the Lord protects us by means of angels. So an example is that those angels can be the truth that you're going to go through anxieties and distress, but the Lord will protect you. So when you know that, that's a truth, right? That's something that goes in. So angels are also described as interior truths, or truths that relate to your states, your mental states. And so when you take hold of that truth, when you're reminded of that truth and you're in a state of struggle, it will hold you there until you come through. So that's how the process works. So those things have to be established, and then you move into verses 11 and 12, and that's the sons of Israel and Jacob coming into Goshen, the land of Ramesses. So there's this establishment in the inmost of the spiritual and the natural. So things really taking hold. And of course, because that is at the center now, everything represented by what is more external, the Egyptians, has to be reorganized. It can't but undergo transformation, because everything has to come into a correspondence with what's at the center. And in order to do that, you have this giving up of various things, possessions, right down to oneself. And that's this buyback, if you like, or the return of everything to the Lord. And the sorting out of, talks about the gathering of factual knowledge that has truth within it and is appropriate. And that which is not appropriate is that which has illusions that darken it. So again, this is a reference back to self-regard. The only thing that darkens truths is self-interest. is when the proprium is in ownership over something. And again, the emphasis on innocence, the need to trust, all of that, that's what's being built into our life through this process. So all of the things that we desire can only come into our life and be established in our life through going through these alternations of states. That's how it works. And just knowing that, I think, is a comfort, because it means that, you know, you'll come through. You'll come through. So just in broad terms, what we have here is this idea of consolidation. And we're told in the text that it's the beginning. This is just the beginning of the process. So, you know, so we've come a long way, but hey, you're still just at the beginning.